Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 23rd, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting here together at our home computer, having prepared this message this morning and now sharing it with you via the internet. Today's message is titled, The Blessing of the Smile, in a rather obscure and somewhat lengthier portion today from Job 29, verses 21 to 25.
Men listen to me expectantly, waiting in silence for my counsel. After I had spoken, they spoke no more. My words fell gently on their ears. They waited for me as for showers and drank in my words as a spring rain. When I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. I chose the way for them and sat as their chief. I dwelt as a king among his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners.
I saw a sign in front of a farmhouse with this message. A smile is a curve that straightens everything out. Well, a smile is certainly a curve, and although it doesn't necessarily straighten everything out, it sure will brighten your countenance, improve your appearance, and positively affect your outlook.
Oh, what a blessing it is to be around smiling people. I can think of many people all through my life who have blessed me with their smile. Perhaps not surprisingly, Stephen is right at the top of the list.
Actually, I wrote Brooksine is right at the top of the list for me. But among our many smiling friends, we consider today Ken Pierce, who along with his wife Nyla are a part of our home Bible study. I have a picture of Ken and Nyla up. Ken and Nyla, for that matter, they both have huge smiles, and Ken's smile often erupts into hearty laughter. In fact, I can hardly picture Ken without his big smile.
Well, interestingly, the Bible doesn't have a lot of references to smiling, but today's portion is one of them. It's kind of hard to read this without smiling. Job is sharing his personal testimony while he is in the midst of his suffering. In this discourse, he considers the blessing he had been to others prior to his trial, as he writes, in months gone by.
Now, I would have a hard time saying this about myself, but notice Job's words. When I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. Now, that's sure quite a description of the influence of a smile, isn't it? Consider an individual you personally know who has a great smile, like I did with Ken. It affects the entire face as though it were bringing light to a dismal setting. Perhaps it also has to do with the fact that a smile isn't just confined to the lower part of the face, but it almost always brings sparkle and light to the eyes.
Consider these words as you receive smiles today and as you share yours with others. It can be a gloomy world with so much distressing news, and for those going through difficult times, what an added blessing we can be to one another when our facial expressions are accentuated with a smile. Truth is, we'd much rather be surrounded by those who frequently smile than those who rarely see anything to smile about.
Well, let me say the prayer today. Brooksine writes the prayer, but the way our paragraphing worked today, it's my turn to share. Father, I consider the words of Nehemiah, who wrote, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And Solomon, who reminds us that a cheerful heart is good medicine. Both verses speak about matters of the heart where we overflow with your love, joy, and goodness. Help us not to rely solely on the external stimulus to bring forth a smile, but let our smiles be contagious as they are evidence of your abundance within our lives. Help us to find a person today who has no smile so that we can pass ours on to them. In the name of Christ, amen.
Let's share an added note today, a challenge to you. Perhaps you will feel this is a silly exercise, but it can also enlighten. A while back, I did it with a stare, and we learned a great deal from it. I had her cover two-thirds of her face, with only her eyes visible. Then I told her to frown, smile, or show no expression. While carefully watching her eyes, I had to guess which of the three she was doing. Then I turned it around and had her guess at my expressions when two-thirds of my face was covered. What we learned is that a smile does bring light and sparkle to the eyes, and we could easily guess when the other was smiling or frowning. Consider the words of Job in light of this little exercise, and you can see that a smile truly does bring light to the entire face. A smile also makes our voice uplifting and cheerful sounding. We have a local radio announcer who sounds as though she's smiling every time she speaks, and amazingly, I find myself smiling while listening to her. Others have said the same thing. When I was a chaplain to a sales department who sold ads over the phone, I commented on how cheerful they sounded over the phone. The supervisor told me that during their training, a mirror was placed in front of them, and they were instructed to watch themselves in the mirror to make sure they were smiling as they spoke. Their smile could be felt through the phone lines. I watched them in action, and it was very impressive. It even made me want to buy an ad.
Well, I hadn't read or heard Brooksine's final note. I've been gone all morning, and I came back, and I'm smiling as I read her final note. I wasn't aware of that two-thirds exercise. I'm kind of anxious to try it myself with her, but I do believe it to be the case. Well, we hope that you're smiling today, and may God give you grace. We do have a couple of additional resources on our website today. I don't have a song that I've considered today that fits the message. Maybe we'll think of one before we finally get to message up on the email and website, but we do have a couple smiling faces. The first is a picture of Ken and Nyla at the very top of her message we referred to. The other is a friend from friends we made while we pastored a church for a short period of time up near Harrisburg. They sent us that a couple of days ago, and I think it'll make you smile as well. I was going through my entire collection of friend photos. We have a custom virtually anytime anybody visits her home to take a picture of them, and I'm just so blessed scrolling through it and looking at her many friends. And of course, particularly when you know you're having your picture taken, you tend to smile. Well, I hope you smile today and you experience truly the joy of the Lord as your strength. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net.